Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Yo, we talk about lightsabers, stunning your TV screens, what you want to stream, everything beyond your dreams. Want to talk about movies, sports, or even politics? Go ahead and tune into us, we'll give you all of it. Whatever your debate, Xbox or PlayStation, Marvel or DC, Mac or PC. Teraflops when the movie drops, gigabytes, chips, RAM, no matter what it is, we got all of it. Welcome to the show.
Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Welcome to Nerds Talking, the podcast. I'm here with Carlos, Laura, and that's it. No Johnny, as he is out this week. And we are going to talk True Detective. And what's coming out in theaters this weekend? Let's start with that. Are you guys excited for Argylle? Starring yes. Henry Cavill, Sam Rockwell, and Bryce Dallas Howard. Oh, and Dua Lipa.
John Lupa. Cena.
And John Cena, that's right.
Sam Jackson.
I know nothing about it, except for I think I've seen a trailer, or not even a trailer, I think I've seen a poster. And just based on the cast list, yeah, I'm excited.
I forgot who directed this movie. Isn't it...
what's his name? The guy did Kingsman and Kick-Ass and Vaughn.
Oh, Matthew K. Vaughn. Yes, Matthew Vaughn. Yes. He said he is interested in doing an Elseworlds Superman movie. He would like to do Red Sun with Henry Cavill playing Superman.
That'd be cool.
Good luck.
Yeah. So, well, the thing is, James Gunn did say they're going to do Elseworld movies that have nothing to do with the universe if they're popular books. And Red Sun's a very, very popular Superman book.
I was going to say, even I've heard of it, and I'm not a Superman fan. So
yeah, the premise is, what if Superman landed in Russia, not the United States?
That's how I know it.
Yes. Also, this weekend, other movies. And there you go. Nothing good. nothing you'd really care to see. I mean, there's something called Disco Boy.
Not heard of it.
There's something called The Monk and the Gun. That's okay.
Wait, that's good title, Monk. Maybe it's not the.
No, you're thinking of.
A monk.
The Monk, but the final movie or whatever is coming out.
Yeah. It's not.
But
that.
That's streaming.
Okay.
No, that's just streaming. What's his name? Shalhoub. What's his name?
Tony Shalhoub.
There you go. Tony Shalhoub.
Hey, I got it.
Tony Shalhoub, you got it. He played the father on the Marvelous Miss Maisel. That's right.
He had his own television show for a good long while.
Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah. Well,
did you miss that part of the conversation? just to clarify that. That's why he brought him up.
Because his name. Oh, it's literally Monk, mm-hmm. as in the show. I thought it was a completely separate thing.
That's what we said. We said that already.
Apparently, paying attention.
I said the Monk and the Gun, and he said, "You mean the Monk?" And then I said, "No, not that one." And then. Well, there you go. We just rewound the show for Laura.
Yeah,
now we're back on track.
You're welcome, everybody. Because I assume you also didn't track the way I did.
Wow. And the DCU has officially cast its Supergirl for its upcoming movie. The House of the Dragon star Millie Alcock. Oh, that's too bad. I mean, the last name. Yeah. But she is now Supergirl. She looks like she's 12. She's not.
Yeah,
she's
looks
actually
super young.
That doesn't say
she's
her
Australian.
Age,
yep.
But she
does look like she's 12. I just looked her up.
Right? And now I'm like, how old is this person? This person looks like she's 12 years old. Somebody will find out. One of you two will pull it up. I know that. I'm just
looking at her weird face. Sorry, that's not very nice of me, but she does. I'm sorry. She has a weird face.
Okay, you're not wrong. I'm not even going to sit here and say you're wrong. She kind of does have a unique face, I guess. She's 23 years old, and she looks half her age.
Yeah, it'll serve you well.
Yeah, it's just okay. Well, there you go. There's that. And if you like video games, coming out today is the Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League on all platforms. So there you go. There is your little tidbit.
Were you aware that Amazon Prime has a new Zorro series?
I am. Yes, just came out this past week.
Yeah, it was 10 episodes. 10 episodes. I'm going to check that out. I'm a fan of Zorro. I like Zorro.
I don't, you know why I don't think they promoted it? Because it's actually all in Spanish.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think it was made in Spain. Which of course would make sense. And I think it's overdubbed.
Oh, well, I recognize the guy who's Zorro. I didn't know he was
Spanish. But they didn't promote it once. Not once. I just happened to stumble on a preview on YouTube. And I said, oh, Zorro. I'm a big fan of Zorro just in general. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, as a kid, I loved Zorro. Oh, my God. I thought Zorro was like the greatest thing next to like Batman and Superman. Like,
and then Antonio Banderas was Zorro.
Oh, so good. Those movies, too.
Yeah.
Especially the first one.
Catherine Zeta in one of those or multiple?
She's in both. She's in both.
Both. Okay. Yeah. I know I've seen them at some point, but I really don't recall. I've been watching a fun show this week.
Oh, what are you watching?
On AMC Plus or just AMC. Okay. I don't know.
Oh, well, it's AMC Plus. It's an AMC
property. Monsieur Spade, which is Clive Owen Sam.
Oh,
Clive Owen is Sam Spade, who is the film noir character from The Maltese Falcon. It's pretty fun. I mean, it's a lot of subtitles because a lot of it is in French. Sam Spade has moved to France, solving mysteries and doing things over there. It's fun. It's a little intense. You got to pay a lot of attention because they reference a lot of off-camera things, but it's good. Good to see Clive Owen in something. He's really good in it. Of course he is. He's Clive Owen.
It just came out. You're right. It just came out.
Three episodes. It says
you can watch it on Amazon. I mean, on Acorn TV or Amazon Prime Video.
What is Acorn TV?
Yeah, I've never heard of that before in my life.
Also says AMC. I don't know what Acorn TV is. That's a good question. What the hell is Acorn? Is it one of those kind of offshoots?
Yeah, it's got to be like a Pluto, right?
No, I'm thinking it's like there's no such thing as like Disney Plus in Europe. It's called Star.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're right. It's British television.
Yeah, it is. It's Acorn British TV. Television. It says thousands of hours of commercial-free British TV on Acorn TV. So there you go. That's some
props
British
to those UK peeps. Enjoy the French setting for your Monsieur Spade.
Monsieur Spade. Clive Owen. I haven't really seen him much in anything. So
I know. And it was
good
to see
for him.
He's aged quite a bit, as one does. His nose got huge. But
wow.
You know.
Just wow. Today's show. Supergirl, not attractive. Looks like she's 12.
Clive
and
Owen.
You're an old, ugly man now.
Apparently Clive Owen really slipped into his French role.
Yes. Oh yeah. The big
nose.
He was
ugly. I said he got old and he's got a big nose, but you didn't let me finish my sentence. He's still pretty handsome. I mean, for a 50, 60 something year old man, I'll take it.
I would say he's probably in his 50s. He kind of started
guess Clive Owen's age without going over.
56.
Ooh, I was going to say 57. Wow.
Okay. So
I think Lafayette's closer.
Lafayette is the winner.
59. All right. 59, huh? Wow. Surprise. Yeah. I was going to say, he started his career in like the States late. You know, he was probably in his, I'd say late 30s when he started his launch in
man,
the States.
Man prime. Late 30s, early 40s. That's man prime age.
Oh, that's prime.
40, yeah, because his breakout movie, King Arthur, he was 40. He was 30. 30, 40.
Was that his breakout
40.
Movie or wasn't the other one, the shoot, whatever, the
shoot him up? No, that wasn't
shoot him up. Came out
Sin
after.
City was where I had first
seen
him.
Oh, Sin City, that's right. But wasn't he also in another movie?
Children of Men.
Okay, not that one. That one's good. No. What's the other one that took place in Reno? Maybe I'm thinking of he's not in that movie. It started like Alicia Keys and Common and.
You're thinking about he wasn't
Smoking
in
Aces?
Smoking Aces. He wasn't in that.
Who's Ryan Reynolds that's in that movie, isn't
Ryan
it?
Ryan Reynolds, yeah, yep.
That's
just confused
right.
Ryan Reynolds with Clive Owens.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, I confused the word shoot or whatever.
Chris Pine is in there too.
Pew pew.
That's
pew.
His first film. Chris Pine's first film was Smoking Aces.
That's right. That's right. He is in that movie. That's right. Yeah, no, Clive Owen. Yeah, like I said, it's been a while since I've seen him or watched anything with him in it. My favorite movie of his is Children of Men, though. So
I read the book.
That's
I don't remember much about the movie.
I mean, it's good. It's good. I mean, the movie's good. I mean, I'm assuming it's the same plot, of course. He's trying
And
to.
he was in that new series, A Murder at the End of the World.
Oh, that's right. It's all saved to
On Hulu.
My Hulu list. That's right. That's right. Good call. Murder at the End of the World on Hulu. Check that one out. All right. Well, we're not going to watch any movies this week. Well, Argyle, I'll wait because that's coming to Prime Video. So I'm not going to rush out.
Is it or Apple TV? It's an Apple TV production. Apple TV.
Oh, there you go. Apple TV. That's right. Apple TV. So there you go. There you go. I got a question for you guys. You guys ready? It's kind of one of those brain teasers, okay?
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah. There are 30 cows in the field, 28 chickens. How many didn't?
Is there something missing? What am I missing?
There are 30 cows in the field, 28
yeah.
chickens.
Yeah.
How many didn't?
How many didn't what?
This is a brain teaser.
How many didn't?
Now I want you to read it, say it out loud to yourself.
30 cows in a field, 28 chickens.
Uh-huh.
How many didn't?
That's right. Now you don't have to answer now. You can think about it and we'll go to break and see if you get it right. We'll take a break here at Nerds Talking a Podcast with two idiots and a host right after this.
Am I hosting?
I got nothing.
New episodes of Nerds Talking every Friday. And don't forget about Taco Tuesdays every Tuesday, only here on the Nerds Review Network.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking the Podcast. I'm here with Carlos, Laura, and I'm Lafayette. Remember to rate, subscribe, review, turn on notifications, tell your friends every Friday, new episode of Nerds Talking the Podcast. Before we left to break, I asked these two a brain tease, and you're probably thinking to yourself, damn it, I didn't get it either, or I haven't figured it out yet. There are 30 cows in a field and 28 chickens. How many didn't?
10.
Okay, Laura, your answer?
4.
Wow, wrong. Carlos, why did you say that? Carlos Googled it. That's number one. But how did he figure? But what was the answer you found?
He's reading it.
I know.
He
can see it. He can see it off the glass.
When the way you said 38.
There are
30 cows
in the
field.
28 chickens.
28 chickens.
How many eight didn't?
Yeah, Laura.
28 didn't. Two did not eat chickens. Got it.
No, got it.
20 of them ate
chickens.
Oh, 20 of them ate
chickens.
There you go. That's 20. Right. How many didn't?
Chickens.
Get it? Ah.
It'd have been easier
that's
to figure
not
it out.
A brain teaser.
No. It
would
have been easier to figure
fucking
it out if it was written down.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Grammar.
It locks you up. You guys both look like.
No, it's enunciation.
You guys are retarded.
And 28 chickens.
28.
Chicken. Yeah, there you go. Yes, good
rather
job,
than
you.
28 chickens.
Same thing. 28 chickens. See? Same thing. Same thing.
Oh, I was trying to explain to my three and a half year old the other day. We were reading a book and it's like, and they all laughed once more. She's like, why do they want more? I'm like, no, once more. I was like,
I like that.
Once. And I was like, oh, and you really got to read to know the difference between those two words.
Yeah, she didn't get it.
Nope, she did not get it.
Send her back to school. Send her back
to
school.
Well, actually, I have a funny story about that kiddo today because we went to do like a screening, you know, just to see how she's trending to start kindergarten in about a year, year and a half.
Yep.
She scored marvelously. like double what the requirement was. So she's doing very well. The lady told me she's very smart. And I was like, oh, thank you. Validation. Cause I think she's very smart, but everybody thinks that, right? But not 20 minutes before she arrived for this test, picked her up from daycare, and they pulled me aside and told me that this afternoon she picked up a play phone and was walking around the room cussing a imaginary person out on the phone and saying, and I quote, you need to shut the fuck up, and also you need to fucking listen. And I was like, what the
What? Yeah, what is she watching? Is she watching Succession? Like,
I don't know. I'm not a perfect parent. I have definitely dropped an F-bomb.
No, you're right.
I've dropped an F-bomb or five, you know, in her presence. But I have never screamed at somebody on the phone and said, you need to fucking listen or shut the fuck up. That's not, those are not things that I say. And I don't know. I have no idea where this came from.
But there's an upside to this. That's boss-like mentality. So.
Yeah, she is a boss bitch, man. She's not even four. She is a boss bitch.
When you're talking on an imaginary phone and you're saying that, you gotta watch out.
One of her classmates told on her. Didn't even like make a big deal about it. Just like went over to the teacher and was like, Charlotte is using naughty words. Teacher had to go over and be like, what are you doing?
Oh, that's too good. That's too
kids.
Oh, yes. Oh, Carlos told me a story about his kid the other day, which was hilarious too.
Oh, what did he do?
Carlos told me a story about
Carlos is like, I don't even know if my kid does
wanting a sibling or not, asking him if he would like to have a sibling.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious.
His answer seems to be the same every time you ask him. He says no because babies cry, and he would throw it out the window.
That's such a good answer, though.
Sibling. He wants a sibling.
Oh, it's too funny, though. Like
everybody wants a sibling.
Like how, though, he already like just judges babies at his
age. They do suck. Newborns fucking suck. It's just a fact of life. Rachel is very much so elbow deep in this right now, and newborns suck ass. It's just true.
Could be who she thought she was calling on the phone.
Charlotte's calling Daphne. You need to shut the fuck up, bitch.
Seriously.
You need to sit down, shut up, drink your milk, and go to sleep.
Yeah, you can poop all you want, but you shut your mouth.
Not bad advice for a newborn.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, let's jump into True Detective season 4. We're all caught up, and we're gonna give you our weekly update on True Detective as the season goes along. We've all watched the first three episodes.
Weekly now that we've watched the first three.
Yeah, I mean, I've been watching them weekly, but you know, compared to the prior True Detective, this is definitely the second best one so far. In my opinion, I think the first one is still the best. I think this is better than season 2 so far. And I do think it's better than season 3, only because season 3 was slow. Good story, but it was very slow. And this one is very, like, captivating. Like, man, what is going on with this shit? Like, what the hell? So, Laura, we'll start with you. With True Detective so far, what's your take now that you're through the first three episodes?
I would not agree that this is second best season. I would put it actually dead last. It is very interesting, as you said. It's intriguing. There's a lot of really weird shit going on, but it's missing like the core elements to me of what makes True Detective so effing good, which is all about the insights into human condition, in which there just is none in this series. It is very,
you're not asking the right questions. Continue.
No, it's just, I mean, my thing is, I think this would be an interesting horror sci-fi show if it didn't have that True Detective label on it. I feel bad for this director and showrunner and writer because she has got some really fucking huge shoes to fill. I think putting True Detective on it is really not great for this show. It's here's the crux of it, is that all of the True Detective series, no matter how spooky or weird they looked at the outset, on the onset, they had based in reality explanations. I do not understand how they could possibly go that route with what has happened in this show so far.
I can't argue with that there. You know, the original creator hates this season. He helped, he was involved in
the
first
season. Oh, I know.
I saw
some stuff on Instagram. I was like, get him, Nick. Yeah.
He thinks it's complete, like, what the hell is this, like, trash, like the sci-fi ghost type of, you know, horror trash. But then again, that's kind of a True Detective staple at the same time. We know it's not going to be paranormal, but how do you explain what's going on so far? It's very hard to explain. You know,
it's impossible.
Really is.
Because
not necessarily.
It's either, no, because either it's going to be a giant, stupid fucking plot hole where they say, oh, this was actually all water contamination. No, no, no. That doesn't explain it all.
Not explaining anything.
And then if they don't, if they just go the supernatural route, well, then it's not a True Detective show. It's damned if you do, damned if you don't at this point in time at the series.
Yeah, I mean, I came up with a theory, me and my buddy, and we believe it's probably midgets doing all this. Hiding in the ceiling, pulling strings of that guy in the hospital, raising his body up. No one can see that. Throwing their voice, you know. They can bury people in the ice. You know, I think midgets are evil, just in general.
That's one theory.
Maybe it's vampires.
That is one theory.
30 days of night.
30 days of night.
Could be vampires. Good call. Good call. Also could be, oh shit, we're five shows into this. Do we turn back now? Fuck it. Keep writing.
Keep going.
It's a little bit of what it feels like, if I'm honest.
But wasn't True Detective 1 like kind of a supernatural thing at the end? Weren't there aliens in it?
No. In the end, because I've watched True Detective Season 1 so many effing times. It's one of my favorite shows of all time. And at the very end, they do end it with a little bit of a question mark. Everything that happened in the show is very based in reality. It's got like a mystical feel to it. But at the very end, he sees something in the sky. But Rust has been known to have hallucinations. And that's established from like the get-go in the show. So it's a question for you as a viewer to decide, is the Yellow King real? Or is this just a hallucination of Rust?
Brain tease, okay, because there's 30 cows, okay, 28 chickens, all right, that's all I can say. That's I think they had a great idea and a concept, and HBO wanted this show, and the original guy probably didn't have any idea for it. He's like, nah, I don't have anything, like, you know, I haven't been thinking about it.
Smart man.
And somebody was like, I got an idea, okay, fuck it, let's hear it out. And he's like, Jodie Foster, okay, sold, all right, let's do it. And then you're right, though.
They probably give him the pitch for the show, and they're like, so how are we going to sell it? Yeah, True Detective.
Boom. Seriously.
I think, boom, you got it.
Could you put True Detective on
the show? She made an
show?
Original show, yeah, yep, and then they slapped it on there. And then they shoehorned these references to season one, which is like the worst thing that you can do. If you tie it into any other season, like, that's the thing. Trying to push it into the pure art of season one just inevitably invites comparisons, and you're always going to fall short. And just don't make what happened season one in Louisiana the basis for anything. Just don't touch it. It's fucking sacred. It is like TV Bible. Don't fuck with it.
No. I like what they're doing. It's so like, it's so confusing so far. Like, when the guy raises out of the bed in the hospital and goes, Evelyn, your mother's waiting for you. I was like, wait a second. Exorcist? What's going on here right now?
Well, how about
and
Trevor?
My theory was,
showed up in the snow and pointed the bodies out.
Oh,
that's
Trevor's
another
Travis.
Thing. That's
Travis.
Right.
Was it Travis?
Who's
Travis.
Rust-
yes.
Travis, who is Rusty's dad. That's the reference.
That's right.
Travis Cole. who spent time in Alaska. And as far as he knows, he's there or died there. That's what Russ says in season one. That is supposed to be his dad.
That's right.
Well, the good and thing then you've the, seen it numerous times. I don't remember it very well. I'll have to go back and watch season one.
Oh, and God, you're in for a fucking treat.
So isn't good. It the oil company in season one is paying for the facility in Alaska or something to that effect?
So the Tuttle United is Tuttle, paying for go. This research station in season four.
In Alaska.
Tuttle United, yeah. Tuttle is the family of villains in season one.
Mm. That's right. That's right. And
the
also,
spiral, of course.
Yes, the spiral. That's right. And the spiral. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of feel like that part in the hospital, for instance, Evelyn is just tripping. You know what I mean?
I think everyone is tripping. I think they're telegraphing it so much. The water supply tainted by the mining company. So everyone's kind of tripping balls at some level.
Well, which, I don't know. I mean, when I say everyone, I don't know about everyone, but so far it shows that she kind of is. I don't know. Like, well, I said, it hasn't lost me. I'm more like, oh shit, okay, this is kind of way out there. Like, who's behind this? Who's behind taking all these eight people, or seven? They can't find one of them, and then burying them in ice. You know what I mean? Was it mm-hmm. ice or just a block of snow? Wasn't it in the ice?
No,
right?
They're in ice.
Yeah. Like how did that happen? And you know,
well, not only that, they ran from the facility. They got undressed, folded their clothes, and somehow
somebody folded their clothes.
Had an orgy and midgets. Froze to death
in a corpsicle, which is a cool effect. I will say that, like, that like body sculpture like was really fucking creepy and weird, and so that was cool. And then did you guys find was it at the end of season one, or I'm sorry, episode one, or the beginning of episode two, where it, like, mm-hmm. the guy comes to life? And then they cut to the opening credits. Yes. Yep. And then they just made like some super quick passing comment. And I was like, is this guy alive? It's like, I wasn't 100% sure. But
they said he's alive. Yeah.
But if you don't pay attention, you don't realize he's the guy that's in a coma that they're talking about. They don't.
Yes.
As far as I know, he was just making those noises and he's in the ice rink with everyone else. But then they mentioned he's in a coma.
Snapped his arm off or leg or something before they did that. And I was what the fuck? That's not that you're fucking dead. If you've snapped an arm off, you're dead. Dead, 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 dead.
He's frozen.
I don't know. I saw on the show he's alive, so I believe the show. I believe the show. Well, HBO never lies to me.
Just saying again, that grounding in reality, it's all going to come back to the research they're doing at the station, at
of course,
and this mystical microbe they're studying. It's like I said, it's not going to be a grounded in reality explanation, and so they're fucked.
Well, I don't know. I think we're only three episodes in, and the whole thing can swing around. It can all just be a prank. That's all.
Ashton Kutcher jumps out. Yeah,
just jumps out. Punked. We put acid in your water. Tripping balls? True Detective. That's all. That's it. But you know what? It's kind of missing, though, that... it is missing even the element of that, well, of the detective, you know what I mean? Of that one aspect of, you know, the guy that's kind of loosey-goosey and he's good at his job, but he's always kind of a fuck up because that's pretty much how it goes. And then, but you know, he's super smart. He'll figure shit out. And Jodie Foster doesn't come off that way. She just goes around going, you're not asking the right questions. And then five scenes later, you're not asking the right questions. I'm like, hey, bitch, how about you ask the question? Why do you keep asking us?
And standing around and looking at pictures in a circle. There's been a lot of that.
That's
and
how,
like,
you solve shit. I don't know if you know that yet, but that's Batman solves things that way. I mean, I think even in what's that? What's the Lethal Weapon? They solve shit that way. That's how you solve shit. You put pictures on the floor and you kind of look around for like 10 minutes and go, okay, get it out. Got it. Done. I mean, but yet she hasn't solved anything yet. That's the thing. She hasn't solved one thing yet.
When she keeps saying you're not asking the right question. Well, try to solve a mystery or a murder. Why don't you tell me what I'm supposed to be asking?
Well, that's,
take the lead.
No, I like that aspect. I like that you're not asking the right questions because that's what it is. That's, I think, what detective, I don't know, I'm not a detective, but I would think.
But you've seen detective shows, right? I mean,
yes,
so you got it.
And
I'm pretty sure if you were on a crime scene, they look at you.
You've seen the funniest show in the world, right? First 48, funniest show in the world.
Funniest show in the world. No, but I mean, like, it's got to be, you're looking at something and you're asking a question. Well, this is a question that's the obvious question. Look deeper, you know, like, what's the thing underneath that? So I understand the asking the right questions thing, and I like that part of it. But again, to me, True Detective is about, and this is going to sound really fucking lofty, but again,
Do it anyway.
I goddamn love this fucking show. Art.
Oh, the new season? Me too. Go ahead.
No. Good art is a reflection of the human condition. So when you watch True Detective season one, you can understand every single one of these people. You might not be one of those people, but you understand because universal truths come out of their mouths left and fucking right. Like, season one is so goddamn quotable. I mean, you can watch any episode and take any quote from it and just be like, that's genius. That's art. That is what it's like to be a human being.
But we're not
and this
getting
is not that.
We're not getting that level of character.
Give
you know what I mean?
You aren't.
Yeah, give us at least two quotes. Give us two quotes. One better be all right, all right, all right. Give us another one.
Well, first of all, that's not from True Detective.
It's from all his movies. If you ask anybody, that's all his movies.
I saw the prequel. That was when he was in high school.
Yeah. But he just said, right,
Rusty
right, 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 right.
All right, all right, right. Okay. I can't think of it at the top of my head, but I'm going to pull him up right now.
But you said every episode. You can't just pull it up. You know it.
Memorable quotes. These are memorable.
Real
remembered
memorable.
By Google.
Put me on the spot, you fuckers.
Best though.
Okay, fine.
I know everything back and front. Let me Google this shit.
That I know the plot points. I don't know all the quotes.
No, what's missing on the show though is the element of they just feel like town sheriffs, you know what I mean? Just trying to solve something. They just, oh shit, we got to try to figure this out.
Yeah, they're
it
not
doesn't
detectives.
Feel like that. They're not detectives, and they don't have, again, they don't have that gumshoe that, you know, what you think of detectives. You know, you think of them again as a little bit lowbrow, a little bit dirty, a little grimy, a little, you know, using, like you said, you True Detective, we got to see their lives outside of trying to solve this crime. We got to see how their lives are bogged down, or what bothers them, or what makes them who they are. And this one, we're not seeing that. Everything is really just them trying to figure this out. Besides Jodie Foster trying to parenting her stepdaughter, there's really nothing else there that really creates that.
And banging the cop from Anchorage.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one time. Yeah.
And then
time.
The chick banging the chick, or the chick banging the dude in the bar.
That's right. Yep.
I will
right.
say
That's
that
right.
I do like how they played, what is her name? Evangeline, whatever.
Evelyn.
I like how they played her against type, because as soon as she came on the stream, I'm like, she's going to be a fucking lesbian. And she's not. So I like that. You can have a strong, buff woman who's not a lesbian. However,
well,
I'm not going to hold my
life.
Breath. Before, yeah. Well, I don't care. It's the, again, the character.
But you're right, though. No, you're 100%. I kind of thought that, too, when I saw her. And
but
then when I was like, wait a
I'm
second.
I'm not
going
to hold my breath, though, because by the end of the series, I bet she's going to have a scene with a woman.
You're going to munch
the
carpet?
I think right, by the end, she's the one who reveals the midgets.
I've got some quotes for you from Rusty
Oompa Loompas.
Season 1.
Oh, it could be Oompa Loompas, yeah. Go ahead. Season 1 quotes.
If the only thing keeping a person decent is the expectation of divine reward, then brother, that person is a piece of shit. and I'd like to get as many of them out in the open as possible. You got to get together and tell yourself stories that violate every law of the universe just to get through the goddamn day.
Stop out.
What does that say about your reality? That's a quote.
Let's say you're at a party and somebody goes, hasta la vista, baby. You all laugh. I know that one.
You quoted Terminator.
Then someone busts out True Detective. You have to wait 15 minutes and you're like, oh.
Right. Okay. Fine. Shorter
I'm
one.
Too old for
right.
this shit.
That's a quote from Lethal Weapon.
Riggs.
Yeah. We know that one.
All right. Short ones.
All right. The world needs
The world needs bad men. We keep other bad men from the door. That's a good one.
There you go.
I've never heard this ever.
Go ahead.
Death created time to grow things that it would kill. Tell me that's not good.
I mean, yes, but the problem with these quotes is they're not
None of
them are memorable or universally used, such as, you know.
Time is a flat circle. I use it 24/7. That's
time is a flat circle.
I love you. I know. Everybody knows that shit.
No, or what's the other one? It's not show me the money. What is it from RoboCop?
Really?
I'll buy that for $1.
I'll buy that for $1.
Oh, yeah. Shit. That's easy shit. What is it? There's one thing that he says to Marty. He said, everybody's judging everyone all the time. If you got a problem with that, you're living wrong. That's one off the top of my head. I didn't read that, so that's not verbatim. But that's again, these are universal truths about human beings. That show so fucking good.
No. I mean, the show is just good in general. I can't remember. Does Woody Harrelson off himself? Okay, you know what? Then that's Highwayman with Kevin Costner, where Woody Harrelson offs himself.
He kill himself in the end?
Oh, yeah,
Highwayman. I did see that movie and I liked it, but I don't remember.
It's a good movie. It's a very good movie. Yeah. But yeah, he kills himself. Yeah, he has too many debts and problems in life, and he offs himself. But yeah, really good show. Season one. I mean, you can't go wrong. But season four so far, I'm all in because I just want to see how they explain it. Because so far, it's wild. It really is wild.
Yeah, so far you got a supernatural something going on. Because even Evelyn saw somebody, was it a child or was it the midget? I don't know, ice, when she came out of that ice fishing house?
Remember she throws the orange and the orange comes back?
Right, but then didn't she see somebody run away?
She saw somebody run away.
Slipped and fell. I didn't see if it was a child.
Like I said, midgets are behind this shit.
Okay, we'll see. Next week, let's come back with our new theories. I'm sticking by my water supply, microbe, what happened to them?
So you're basically,
they were killed
going
by a microbe. I don't know.
Yeah. You're going by basically the logical choice.
Always. Okay, oh, saying she's awake. The girl. The girl. The girl's awake. She's back to the guy, Clark. Annie. He's trying to use the microbe to bring her back to life because he was so in love with her and he succeeded. And now whatever it is, it's like broken out of the lab. It's like a
It's like a zombie. It's like a Resident Evil.
Like
why did he have that? Why did he have that seizure though?
Because he's infected too.
You mean when he died?
That's the guy that's missing.
She's awake, and then it cuts away, and then we find all their bodies.
Yeah. That's right. And then how about maybe you think of the same. The older lady that follows the ghost into the snow, that's what we're talking about, right? Okay, yeah. That I thought.
Well, that's what we were talking about earlier. The ghost.
Yeah, I know. That was the father.
Rusty's dad.
Yeah. But even that part, again, it all comes off as supernatural. And it's like, and that's why the original creator hates this show right now, because of that reason. He's like, nothing was supposed to be tied into season one, and it's a supernatural show. And he said his whole idea was to give you the feeling of supernatural, but you can explain what happened. Just like all supernatural stuff, right? There's no ghost people. Get over it already. God damn it. Just get over it. Anyway.
It was so good.
But I'm all in on season four so far. When I say it's better than two and three, is because of the intrigue of how's this shit happen? There better be a good explanation behind this shit, you know.
I rank them 1, 3, 2, 4. That's my rank.
Well, I go 1-3-2 until 4 is complete. Not that I hate it too, to be honest. I didn't either.
I liked it. It was good.
Well, it's just again when you give us Gourmet the first time around, how are you gonna top it? That's how. I mean,
it's like you know, Longhorn. It's a good steak, but if I just had fucking Ruth's Chris,
exactly,
it's not as good.
And there's other examples of that, like Die Hard. Once they made the first one, they can never top it.
That's true. Yeah.
Lethal Weapon was the same. What else we got? That when the first one.
Matrix. Sequels. Well, no, all the other two are.
Oh yeah, RoboCop. Oh yeah.
They are trash.
Oh, Matrix. Yeah, no, the part one is the best. Yeah, part one is the best. I mean, you got to pick something that has at least three movies in it, minimum. How do you? Well, you know what? That's not true though. You ask people what they like of the original Star Wars. And most will tell you that Empire Strikes Back is the best. Yeah, that's true. That is true. That is so. Star Wars is on its own island. Yeah. So
I don't know. Lord of the Rings, the second one, I think, is better than the first.
The second one, Two Towers, is better. The best. Two Towers. Yeah. Oh my God, Two Towers. You know what? Why Two Towers is so good though? Because part one left us with, oh my God, we want more.
Yeah, it's the setup.
And the whole movie was just a setup. The whole thing was just a setup. Like, that's it.
The Lord of the Rings are good. I rewatched them semi-recently within the last couple months. And then I did it wrong. Every single time I do this, I watch the three Lord of the Rings and then I start The Hobbit. And then I'm like, this is so fucking bad. You have to do it in reverse. Start with The Hobbit and enjoy the shittier McDonald's before you get to your gourmet meal.
Yeah, The Hobbit, I wasn't too high on, honestly. I didn't see any Hobbit in the theaters. I watched it all at home when it came out. Because I thought to myself, oh man, this is not going to be as good. I'll wait.
And you were right.
And I did enjoy the TV show. Wasn't horrible. I mean, I enjoyed it. But yeah, so there you go. The True Detective Season 4. You will get updates weekly from the nerds, except for from Johnny. Don't think he's seen any of it. Matter of fact, I don't think he's even seen True Detective before. I don't know.
Damn, you people, I can't abide it. Go rewatch it.
Wow. Are you talking to us or Johnny?
Everyone.
Oh.
Anyone who's listening who hasn't watched it, I can't abide it. Go watch it.
What did your daughter say on the phone?
Shut the fuck up. You fucking listen to me. Or something like that. I didn't see it.
Sit down and imagine. Shut the fuck up.
That's right. Sit down and shut the fuck up. Wow. And then watch True Detective. All right.
Baby girl.
We'll take a break here on Nerds Talking the Podcast. We'll be right back after this.
Taco Tuesdays with Nutso and Chuck the Rap Star. Every Tuesday on the Nerds Review Network. Grab a taco, take a seat, pop a burrito, it's gonna get deep. Subscribe and turn on your notifications, and don't forget to hit that like button.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking the Podcast. I'm here with Carlos, Laura, and I'm Lafayette. Thanks for joining us as we are the number one podcast you're listening to right now. So we all watched The Staircase. Carlos watched some of it, I should say. I watched it because I've always wanted to watch it. It was on my list. But then when Michael Bryant brought it up and how he said he liked the the TV show over the documentary. Okay, I'll watch that one first. And I could see why he liked it, because they took the documentary and even filmed it as, from a third person seeing the documentary team film him and blah, blah, blah.
So meta.
Yeah, yeah. And I see why he liked it, because he was like, yeah, basically give you everything. Even give you what the documentary gives you. And The Staircase, if you don't know, it's basically about a woman that fell down the stairs.
Kathleen Peterson.
Peterson. There you go. When is it Michael Peterson?
Michael.
Yes.
When Michael and her were home alone, and she accidentally fell down the stairs and hit her head and died. And that's kind of the whole premise, or I should say the true story of what they say happened. Anyway, so it starred Colin Firth. Okay, Colin Firth.
And Toni Collette.
Yeah, yeah, Toni Collette. Yeah, Toni Collette, Colin Firth, and also Arnold Schwarzenegger's kid, Patrick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's who that was. Yeah, yeah. I couldn't. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and also, the chick from Game of Thrones. She just divorced one of the Jonas Brothers, the redhead.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She played Jean Grey.
There you go. Played Jean Grey in the X-Men movies. There you go. Yes, correct. So it was very good. And what I liked about the TV show was that it showed all three possibilities. Actually, all four possibilities. It was a four or three.
It was three.
All three possibilities of how she may have died.
What is the owl theory?
The owl theory. Go ahead, Laura, explain it. It's possible, but it's silly. So go ahead and explain it.
The owl theory was a theory proposed by their neighbor. And this theory was not proposed until like a couple of weeks until they wrapped up the trial. So they were in the middle of the trial, so they could not switch streams in the middle of the trial. But his theory was that Kathleen was attacked by an owl outside of the house, was bleeding profusely from her head as she ran into the house, got onto the stairs, slipped, fell, bled out from her head. The support for this theory, quote unquote support, is that there are two microscopic owl feather fibers on Kathleen's body, or in the wounds, maybe. I think in the wounds.
It was in the wounds.
And that is literally it.
Well, also, there was a three
talons. There's no
talons
gashes. There's no, like, talon scratches.
Well, no, that's just the thing. The gashes on her head, they say, looked like talon marks.
Yeah,
who the fuck can tell? You can't. You can say that it looks like a talon. Well, I can say a lot of things. You know, I can say a gunshot looks like you are stabbed with a star-shaped instrument. You can say a lot of things.
Let's be honest. The person that came up with this theory, I'm not talking about the neighbor. I'm talking like the over obsessed goddamn editor of the documentary.
It was not in the documentary.
Oh, that part wasn't in the documentary. It wasn't. It wasn't, because remember, they weren't filming then. They were wrapped up.
Exactly. Yep.
And then when she told him about it, told the documentarian, he was like, eh, I don't know about that. That's it's a little wild.
He said, no,
wild.
I don't want to take that out. Yeah, I don't want to put that in because that's crazy.
But wasn't
then,
but from what I saw, they had watched a movie, they were drinking, then she went upstairs for something, and then she fell downstairs. So how's the owl coming to play?
No.
Pure speculation.
So the owl comes into play because they're saying that she got up from, they were in the backyard, she got up, she went to go put out the deer, the reindeer decorations,
Christmas decorations.
And when the owl saw her putting out the second one, and it attacked her, because I guess they had owls in the trees or whatever. And then she stumbled into the house calling for Michael to help her, but when she tried to go up the stairs, she slipped and banged her head in the back of the wall, and then pretty much died out, bled out.
So I've heard that theory multiple times. I've listened to a lot of podcasts where they say, oh, she went outside to put up Christmas decorations. Is there any proof of this, in the sense that, like, were there some Christmas decorations in the front yard that weren't there when Michael went to bed? Because I've heard on multiple podcasts that the plan was the next morning, the two of them, Kathleen and Michael, were going to get up and do the Christmas decorations together. So,
well, there were already decorations outside. The theory literally comes from because one of the reindeers laying on its side. And they figured that's when she was attacked by the owl.
But it could have been knocked over by goddamn anybody. That's the thing. The police fucking bungled this case from the get-go. They just fucked it up. And that's why you really can't trust anything.
Well, you know, the other truth, the truth, because the truth is what you saw when he does kill her. It's because she basically found out
that he's gay. He's a
raging homo that hooks up with dudes.
He's bisexual.
Sure, he is. And bisexual, I mean, okay, yeah. I mean, he was on the prowl for only men. That's it.
Oh, because he's got a lady at home. He's got to satisfy both sides. So the argument goes. I don't know.
Yeah. And supposedly she found a bunch of naked pictures of dudes on the computer, and she was like, what the fuck is this?
And also that he was propositioning prostitutes.
That's right. And
male prostitutes?
Male prostitutes. And on top of that, this guy was a loser. A goddamn loser.
Wasn't he a novelist?
He was
no.
a novelist.
No. He's a novelist that sold no books, okay?
Incorrect.
What do you mean incorrect? They made it
wrong.
They made it come off like she almost was like disappointed in him. Like, you make no money. You do nothing.
No, I think that they put it off in the series that she was jealous of him. She has a very high profile, very high paying job. And yes, she did make a lot of money. But he was a semi-successful novelist. Like, I'm not saying he was pulling in the kind of money that she was, but he was pulling in enough money. He got his novel book option for a movie. That's
okay,
what they were celebrating
time
tonight.
Time out. They were celebrating a $10,000 advancement he got because she was so disappointed that she's like, how much did you get? And she's like, $10,000. She's like, what the fuck? And then she was pissed off because
that was just part for the documentary. It was more than that in real life.
She was also pissed off because every time the kids asked for money, it was her money she was giving. And she
was
like,
true.
Like, again with these fucking freeloading kids of yours? Like,
that is all
that's,
true.
That's why I was like, this fool makes no money. He even called one of his books, that's trash. Like, whatever he told his daughter. That book's garbage. You shouldn't read that one of mine.
I'm guessing he only sold books that were based on this murder because he wrote two books about the murder.
Afterwards, he did.
Well, this is all before. He was a novelist writing.
He was a novelist.
He's a crime novelist, right?
No,
he wrote war books because he was in the military himself and
lied about having a purple heart.
Yeah, he did lie about having a purple heart.
He has a black heart. Son of a bitch killed his wife.
Whoa, prove it. Anyway. But yeah, great show though. I mean, I didn't see the documentary, and I'm going to watch it.
You should. It's highly biased.
I mean, leaning towards him, right?
Yes.
But doesn't he say just the same shit he does in the TV show, like kind of outlandish and like speaks of himself very highly and yada yada yada?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. So, but it's a really good show. Watch The Staircase on HBO. Carlos is right. You got to watch the first three or four to really get into it because it's not going to, you're going to be bored the first couple episodes. Really bored. Because all you're waiting for is for it to happen. And you're like, when the fuck does this shit happen? And how does it happen? So
that's the question.
Yeah.
I'm not asking the right questions, Lafayette.
Oh! See, my theory is the midgets pushed the reindeer over. And then when she came outside, they threw an owl at her face. And that's how it all started. Oh, it's the water. It's in the water. But yeah, watch The Staircase on HBO. I mean, I love true crime stuff. And that was fantastic. What else are you guys watching? Anything good besides that?
We have Masters of the Air, the new HBO.
Oh, yes.
Wardrobe. I haven't started it yet, but I've got two or three episodes ready
for
me to watch.
I have it saved also on my queue, starring Elvis Presley. You are correct. Yes. There's
What's it called? I was having a sneezing fit. What?
Masters of the Air.
Oh, starring the Apple TV thing.
What's his first name?
Is it
Apple TV. His first name is Butler, right? What's his last name? The guy that played Elvis. He's a star of the show.
His name is Butler?
No, his last name is Butler.
Oh, Butler.
I forgot his.
Jim Butler.
His first name.
James Butler.
Gary Tim. Butler.
Gary.
Him. Gary.
Gary.
Gary Coleman.
Yeah, Gary.
Gary.
Oh, yeah. I remember that quote. That's from True Detective.
Season one.
Season one. My favorite quote was season three. Hey, you got shit on your shoes. That was episode three of season three. That was such a good quote.
Okay. All right.
Yep. You can say anything about season three. No one will know.
I'm going to send you all the amazing. Actually, no, that's not true because I do. I have a quote written in my journal from season three, actually.
Austin
Butler. Do you bust out your quote book? That's what I want to know.
I don't have a quote book. I have a journal, but I do write things down.
I can see what's your journal in your head. Like just as people talk, going, let me see. Oh, I can use this at this moment. I hope someone says this so I can say this.
They're just for me.
And all of a sudden, someone says something. You go, and in the twist of midnight, when the owl comes seeking the reindeer, like, what the fuck is she quoting? Is that Edgar Allan Poe? No, it's a staircase, motherfucker. Oh, shit. Sam Jackson?
All these fucking owls on this motherfucking staircase.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know what the worst part of that show was? Like the part that made me feel really bad, like really fucked up, is when he tells the when he tells the French lady, "Bitch, I never liked you. Move your ass back to France." I was like, "Oh shit, really? Like, damn, like that? Like, okay. Like, if it wasn't for her,
he's a user, man.
Oh, he is 100%. And if, oh, he definitely killed his other wife. Matter of fact, all three of them.
Oh, the one that fell down the stairs in France.
First one was not his wife.
It was a neighbor friend. Not his wife. Neighbor friend.
That's right. Oh, but he did it for sure.
No, I don't think he killed her.
Oh, 100%. 100. No. I'll solve it by next week's show. And then
she found out he liked schnitzel.
The third one, the son blames him for her death. The son says that when she had a heart attack, he didn't call an ambulance for three hours.
Yeah. I looked into that on Instagram.
Is that his second wife?
That guy's nuts.
No, it's his first actual wife.
That was the first wife, but at the end of her life, like a few years ago, Michael Peterson was living with her. Yep. And, but the son that accused him, he is clearly not well. If you watch his videos, he's nuts.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's kind of always kind of had a problem. But he believes he killed Catherine also.
Now, so does Catherine's daughter. On Instagram. Now.
Well, Catherine's daughter for sure.
Yeah.
100%. But he believes it because of what happened to his mom. Because he said as soon as he found out he didn't call the ambulance for 3 hours, he said, "Oh, he just wants my fucking mom's money. That's all." So because he was going to inherit some shit if she died.
Well, that was like in the movie at the beginning when the CSI team, one of them like ran his hand on the wall where the blood was and it was dry.
Instead, it was dry.
Yeah.
That, again, is a point of contention. They have no documentation of that. Nobody wrote it in a report. Nobody took samples this dried blood. This is obviously dried blood. Like, it's just something that they said on the stand.
Yeah, but I saw it on HBO, so it's true.
So it's true. Come on.
Yeah, it's true. I've never, again,
and they show
I
True
not,
Detectives
not
on
trust.
HBO, so it's gotta
That's
be
true.
Right.
I've never seen a show called False Detectives.
Oh, you haven't seen First 48?
Funny show you've ever seen.
I like how False Detectives, they walk into the room, the body's all chopped up. Ah, COVID. Excuse me? And he walks out.
Yeah, you called the wrong guys. It's not our case.
Yeah, it's not us. Matter of fact, I'm a bailiff. what'd you call me in for?
Johnny shows up. I don't need to be here. COVID. See ya.
Johnny, yeah, that's it. COVID. I'm out. Mark it down. You know, if you say COVID, the hospital's got to collect the money. So there you go.
So the hospital killed him.
Yeah. That's it. So it's like, how a bad detective walks in, sees a dead body. What do you think? Death? What do you? That's it. He's dead. That's it. Yeah, he's dead. Why look this up? We figure he's dead. Nothing to worry about here.
Look, man, you give me 48 hours, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, you give me 48 hours. Let me get a camera crew and some people around. And I'll figure this shit out. I've never seen that show. I heard it's really good though.
It is good.
What do you watch?
A&E.
Oh, really? But do they have older episodes on Netflix?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if it's on Netflix.
I know it's on. Oh, it might be on Hulu.
Oh, maybe on Hulu.
Yeah, it might be on Hulu.
Under comedy, according to Marie.
Marie, she can sing.
Oh, it is on Hulu. It's on Peacock and Pluto and A&E.
Okay,
I'll have to check out Pluto.
The first 48. So check that out. Yeah, there you go, everyone. I don't think we have anything else. Oh, Carlos is going to give us a quick review of Wonka. Go ahead. Give us a quick Wonka? 3 minutes. Go.
Oh, good movie. Okay, good.
All right. What'd you like about
it? It was better than expected. It was a musical. I wasn't expecting a musical. It was good. It didn't seem to drag. It flowed nicely. I thought, what's his name?
Timothy Chalamet.
Hugh Grant was funny. The Oompa Loompa, he's a funny guy.
There's only one Oompa Loompa, right?
Yeah, there's
Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, he's good too. I was impressed. I liked it. It was better than I expected. There's one Oompa Loompa, and that's because he got booted from Oompa Land Oompa or whatever town. The hell they live.
Yeah.
Oompaville.
Got booted from Alaska.
he got booted because he let Charlie steal the last cocoa bean or last four cocoa beans that he was supposed to be guarding. So he keeps stealing from Wonka. Every time he makes candy, he steals from him.
Wait, so what's the premise of the movie?
He's trying to start a chocolate store. But in this town, there's a chocolate cartel that run a chocolate distribution in the town. They don't want Willie around.
Oh, okay. Okay. I got you. Prohibition. I got you.
But then in the end, he ends up buying a castle in this town. And that castle, he turns into the factory.
Got it. And then that leads into Johnny Depp.
No, it leads into...
Oh, Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder leads into
the original. Good old original. All right. Oh, well, there you go. What's your review of good old Wonka?
What's my rating? You
rating.
Say, what's my review? I give a 4 to 5.
Play it back.
4 to 5.
Oh, 4 to 5. Wow, that's pretty high.
Good.
But you know, unexpected. I couldn't tell if it was good or not by the previews. I was like, yeah, it looks like it's entertaining. You know,
when I saw the preview as well, I was like, I'm not gonna watch this. I don't care. But then I just put it on, and it grabbed my attention.
It made a lot of money.
It did.
So
it did.
Yeah, it made a lot of money. Did you guys enjoy Charlie in the Chocolate Factory?
I liked that. That's a Johnny Depp one. I like that one.
Yeah, yeah.
There was one line in that movie that I liked, and it was something about like, and cannibalism is frowned on. Like, he says something like just in such this like perky tone, and it made me laugh out loud.
Oh, you're talking about
that? Was that True Detectives 1, season 1?
No, that was 2. Was... Oh. Shut up! That was
I'm
fucking
too old
Johnny
for this
Depp.
Too old for this
I grew
shit.
Up on Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I fucking love Gene Wilder in that role, so it's hard to
I didn't
compete.
Like the end of the movie where he gets totally pissed at Charlie.
He gets really pissed off at the end
and
of the movie.
And like, it's Charlie's fault that, I don't know, but... I guess I should read the books. Isn't there a second book, like the elevator, glass elevator or something? Charlie and the glass elevator.
Yes, you're correct. That's the next book, yeah.
But remember, the glass elevator is in the Johnny Depp movie.
Yeah,
but it's also at the end of the Gene Wilder movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't recall it at the end, but it's, I don't know, they're both good. You know, the upside of Tim Burton is, of course, he gets the good effects.
Whimsical.
All right. Well, there you go. So maybe next week we'll review The Beekeeper, or we'll review. We'll figure it out.
Beekeeper too.
Figure it out. You saw the sequel already? Wow.
I was flipping through the channels.
Yeah.
Came across this sitcom. It was pretty funny. I don't remember the name.
Wait a second. Flipping through the channels.
Yeah. It was
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Man, no, it was.
First 48.
WKRP in
Cincinnati.
No, that's not what it was. It was, WNBA.
Ah,
I ran
that is
across
comedy.
This show called WNBA. Oh,
yes.
Man, it was funny.
You mean where women pretend to play basketball badly? Ah, I've seen that. Yes, I've seen that many times. I sit there and I laugh. Yes. I go, is this scripted? This is hilarious.
I couldn't tell who the main actresses were, but... It was funny, but then it just got repetitive and boring, so I switched it.
Yes, the WNBA fails on every level. Laura, anything left? Are you still looking up quotes?
I am. I'm still reading quotes. They're fucking beautiful.
Did you know Carlos and I went on the Joey Valentine show? And it is his highest rated show he's had.
Oh, congratulations.
Right, it is.
Star power.
Damn right it is.
That's right. That's right. That's so right. We'll good old Joey ratings. Valentine. He's back to doing only one show, and it's his humor show. So there you go. So check it out when you get a chance. It's called Fat Guy Loves Cake. So check that out. And Laura has a show also called Impolite Society. What's the latest episode about?
Episode out right now is about poop, the deadliest weapon.
Poop, the deadliest weapon. All right. Okay.
Episode coming Monday about can you masturbate yourself to death?
No,
I'm still alive.
No. You cannot.
We shall see.
I've actually written so many suicide notes. Never, ever. I don't throw
them
all away.
Up and throw them out.
Just jizz into them and throw them in the
you
trash.
You used them for the cleanup is what you did.
Yeah. But the best thing is, good nap. Never a death nap, but a good nap. So,
I thought I died. I just laid it down and took a nap.
poop is very dangerous. You're right. Bacteria and all that jazz. Yes. So good call. Good call. All right. Well, there you go. That's our show, everyone. As we end on a poop note, we will leave you there. For Laura.
Goodbye.
For Carlos.
Bye-bye.
For And I'm locked yet. See you next time on Nerds Talking the Podcast.